I had some very interesting information in the month of September come across my desk. At the beginning of September, I was teaching a sold-out seminar up in Mount Shasta. I had one of the young gentlemen in my seminar. His father was a very high-placed general at Stratcom, and he said, look, my dad called me. He said as of September 17th, he asked me to have a bag packed and be ready to clear out of Vegas with 2 hours' notice. Then I noticed that the Federal Reserve had actually printed $7.2 billion and shoved it out the discount window. The last time they did that was right after September 11th, and the time before that was 1999, New Year's Eve of 1999, because they were expecting runs on the banks, one for Y2K and the other for the terrorist action on the United States and on 9/11. Then some yabo out of Deutsche Bank, Germany, took a hit out on the U.S. stock market, a put, if you will, of $4.5 billion, and we don't know who it is, but this person is betting that the U.S. stock market is going to collapse before October 15th. So he took a 30-day put on the market, and if the market collapses by 40 to 50%, this person would make between $2 and about $2.5 billion. So of interest, all of this thing was coming down. I spoke to some government sources who were just completely freaking out, telling me that the entire world, whether or not you know it or not, the entire planet was at DEFCON 2. DEFCON 2 is like itchy fingers on the nuclear trigger. DEFCON 1 is actually missiles in the air. What was going on was that the United States was running a false flag operation at that time called Operation Solid Curtain Citadel Shield. What the purpose of this was to run a false flag to see what would occur if airborne radiological disbursement devices were actually exploded over Portland, Phoenix, and Guam. The minute the U.S. went into false flag mode, the entire rest of the world went on high alert. And you can make what you want of this, but the rest of the planet really thought that the Bush administration was going to blow up one of its own cities in order to actually get a war with the Iranians. You can make what you want of that, but the rest of the world seems to think that black ops were responsible for 9/11. The last two false flag operations that were run, which was 7/7/06, which was the British train bombing, and 9/11. On both occasions, you had British and U.S. military, the militaries, running supposed false flag operations, which is why they did not respond. There is another false flag operation. Well, I mean, let me give you the rest of this. The Soviets, not the Soviets, the Russians actually sent backfire bombers into NATO airspace. Canada lit up. NATO lit up. All of these things across the board lit up. And for about 5 or 6 days or so, the whole planet was as close as you're ever going to get to World War III. There is another story behind this as well, that at the same time, at the end of August, I think it was August 30th or so, there was a B-52 bomber that flew cross-country from North Dakota to Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana, carrying
– and
it's interesting because the press only reported on 5 adjustable-yield cruise missile-armed nuclear weapons when there were, in fact, 6. So there's a 6th one kind of mysteriously missing in the mix of this. A group of journalists, military personnel – reported on this, claiming that they were trying to stop Armageddon, were their exact words. There were about a dozen people that were responsible for exposing that story, claiming that these nuclear weapons were being flown across the United States to then be deployed on B-52s, and that these were going to be used on Iran, either at that period of time or in some kind of action before November. All 12 of these people are now dead in mysterious, everything from being shot in the field to plane crashes to car crashes, whatever. But you can check this out for yourself. The dozen people that reported on that nuclear flight have all been killed in the last 45 days. So the next operation that they're running, which is a public operation, is October 14th, which is Operation Vigilant Shield. Again, what we saw in the false flag operation that ran from the 17th through about the 25th of September was how quickly the United States could close up military air bases, how quickly they could get planes in the air, how basically they could just close the entire United States up tight in preparation for possible radiological disbursement devices being exploded in U.S. cities, and then a retaliation against Iran. For all intents and purposes, something was going to happen in that period of time, and something may happen before November that actually, for however you want to look at it, whether it's terrorists on the one side or black ops operations on the other side, something's going to happen to an American city that will give them an excuse to basically wipe Iran off the map and explode. We're not talking about tactical nuclear strikes. They've got about 289 areas inside Iran that they were actually going to use Excalibur bunker buster missiles on. We're talking about aerial-based radiological dispersion devices that are designed to wipe out population, not tactical areas. I mean, we're talking about the President of the United States conspiring with a group of people to basically wipe 4 million people off the map by the end of this year.
And do you believe that, Sean?
I do, yeah, because I talk to people who are presidential advisors. I talk to people who are inside the Beltway. When I've got people calling me on the phone, you know, completely panicking. I was in Omaha when this happened, and I was getting calls from people who work at the Strategic Air Command. I tried to put calls into friends of mine who work for Homeland Security, who basically just hung up the phone on me and said, I can't believe you know this. You better shut up. You better not make a lot of phone calls about this because somebody might just kick in your door. And I'm telling you what's going on behind the scenes right now. I'm telling you what is happening. It's not a question of believing it or not. There are plans in place at the moment. I will tell you one thing that's happening now. The Turks are actually bombing the snot out of northern Iraq, dropping bombs on the Kurds. By next week, which I think is very interesting, at the same time we're running Operation Vigilant Shield, starting on the 14th of October, you have the Turks planning on invading northern Iraq. They're bombing it now, and they just said today that they are going to put troops on the ground in the northern part of Iraq, which also blocks off Syria. The whole point to this was, I think that the reason that you have not seen a strike on Iran as of now was because last year Bush was going to go ahead with it, and the people inside the Pentagon, specifically General Peter Pace, they stopped it. Their statement was, we do not have to obey orders from a commander-in-chief that we consider to be clinically insane. And they stopped it at that point. This became, you heard about it, I reported it in my newsletter, I was on this radio show talking about it. About 3 months later, it became known as the General's Revolt and resulted in the resignation of Donald Rumsfeld. In July, on July 3rd, there was the largest communications burst that had occurred in U.S. intelligence since right before Desert Storm. Vladimir Putin is flying across the Atlantic on his way to South America. He changes course on the 4th of July. He's at Camp David with the president, screaming at the president, saying, if you attack Iran, you've got a war with us, because the nuclear facilities they're building there are mostly Russian facilities. And it's not like Putin's some big saint or angel. He's basically saying, if you attack the Iranians and you don't cut us in on a piece of the action, there's going to be hell to pay. And the response was, well, you better get your people out of there because you're not supposed to be there in the first place. You got about 2 months to do it. So the last aspect of this is that this was supposed to be a pincer movement where the Israelis were going to attack Syria at the same time the United States was actually moving into Iran. And the Israelis balked. They, by the way, took another $30 billion in U.S. money, waited for the check to clear, and then said, nah, we don't think so, because they want a guarantee, America wants a guarantee from the United States that when we start the bombing of Iran, that we can hit all the missile sites in Iran, because the first thing that's going to happen is that the Iranians are going to hit either Tel Aviv or Jerusalem, the green zone inside Iraq, where most of our troops are, and the Straits of Hormuz, which is basically going to make the entire world is going to have a really bad day. And this is all a desperate attempt.
But when is this day, Sean? When is the day?
I'm not them. I don't know. I'm telling you right now that they're running another operation between October 14th and through the 20th is when Vigilant Shield is running. And I'm telling you that something big is going to happen starting November 17th. Because I'm looking at the Mayan calendars and the Aztec calendars as far as them talking about the beginning of a year of Armageddon. Starting at that point.